USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a Nancy Pelosi con game with, you know, her associate Schumer.
President Trump reacting to Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announcing that she's calling on House lawmakers to travel to Washington, D.C. to provide more funding for the Postal Service. President Trump continues.
Look, the Post Office, there's $25 billion sitting there, but they really want $1 trillion to bail out their badly run states like New York State, which is horribly run, like if you take a look at California, the money they lose. Illinois is a disaster.
President Trump on the road speaking in Minnesota and Wisconsin on Monday. And the virtual Democratic National Convention begins tonight. Former First Lady Michelle Obama among those addressing the convention on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So you guys just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says China could have stopped the coronavirus inside its borders, but let it spread around the rest of the world.
You look at what's happening in Brazil. Look what's happening in Sweden. Look at Sweden. You know, they talk about do it the Swedish way. Sweden's having a very hard time.
President Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. Around the world, there are just under 22 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, with just under 775,000 people dying. The suspect in a hostage standoff outside of Austin, Texas, is in custody. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Police near Austin, Texas say the suspect and his final hostage are now safely out of the home after a standoff that spanned 2 days. Cedar Park police say it began with a domestic call yesterday, and when three officers got there, they were shot, but they're expected to recover. In fact, they've already been released from hospitals.
Police say the scene will be active as the investigation continues. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Long on the defensive about the federal coronavirus response, President Trump is going on the offense against his Democratic challenger. The president arguing that the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, opposed travel bans and supports one-size-fits-all national policies that would keep the economy crippling lockdowns in place past recommendations of scientific advisors. White House advisor and son-in-law of President Trump, Jared Kushner, again reminds everyone of the president's mask policy.
President Trump has strongly encouraged people to wear masks. He believes in the federalist system. He trusts Americans to make the right decisions for themselves. He trusts governors to make the right decisions. A lot of governors have put in place mask mandates, and the president has supported them. But you have some states that have very low transmission. You have some states that are very high. And if people feel more comfortable wearing masks, they absolutely should. I do think it's a public health a good thing to do. People should be doing it. But President Trump does not believe that Washington should be telling people how to live their lives in all the different states.
A new Axios Ipsos SurveyMonkey poll finds that 80% of conservative Republicans plan to vote in person, compared with just 33% of liberal Democrats. 7 in 10 Republicans surveyed say mail-in voting is less likely to produce fair and accurate results, while Democrats say on balance they believe it will make the results slightly more fair and accurate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.